the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Each of the Gospels, as you know, is associated with one of the apostles. Both Matthew and John were apostles themselves, while Luke was a disciple of St. Paul and Mark was a disciple of St. Peter. And so we can presume that the Gospel of Mark, for example, reflects the way in which St. Peter preached the good news of salvation. Well, who was St. Mark, whom we commemorate today? All we know about Mark with certainty comes from the New Testament. He is usually identified with the mark of Acts 12:12, which describes what Peter did after he was delivered from imprisonment through the intervention of an angel. The passage says, Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying. So this John Mark was part of the early Christian community in Jerusalem. Some suppose that the Last Supper took place in the home of Mark's family. It also appears that Mark accompanied the apostles to the Garden of Gethsemane and was a witness to Jesus' arrest. He is often identified as the young man described in Mark chapter 14. A young man followed Jesus, with nothing but a linen cloth about his body, and they seized him. But he left the linen cloth and ran away naked. There's also an ancient tradition that identifies Mark as the first bishop of Alexandria in Egypt. His relics were taken by Venetian traders and entombed in the cathedral in Venice, where they remain today. In today's gospel, from the conclusion of Mark, Jesus addresses his apostles for the last time before his ascension into heaven. He says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." The apostles went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Within a few years after Pentecost, the apostles are said to have carried the gospel to the regions around Israel, to Asia Minor, to Greece, Egypt, Arabia, and Spain. They traveled as far as the Black Sea in what is now Ukraine, Romania, and Russia, and even went so far away as present-day Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, and India. St. Mark first accompanied St. Paul and later St. Peter on some of their missionary journeys. We too, by virtue of our baptism and confirmation, have a mission. It is our task to evangelize the part of the world in which we live, beginning with our families, our schools, our workplaces, our neighborhoods, and wherever we happen to be. This requires that we be saturated with an understanding of the Word of God, with the teaching of the Church, and with a confidence born of faith that God can and will assist us with all the supernatural help we need in order to carry out this task. God bless you.